I was employed by, well, I won't tell you who, because that might spoil the mystery. It was just after Christmas, 1969. A friend of a friend told me about a party. I wasn't exactly invited, but for some odd reason, I happened to have a whole case of gin with me, so I was welcomed. I was 10 years older than anyone else there, but I found company immediately. Terence came and sat beside me, and he looked at me with those large, devouring eyes. He didn't leave my side all night. There were famous people there. I recognized Marion Faithfull and Peter Sellers. At first, I was a little awestruck. Mary Quant was dancing right in front of where I was sitting. And there were actors, including the chap with the blonde hair, who would have played James Bond if he hadn't been such a prude. Susanna York and James Fox were there. The beautiful people. Anyway, it was a great party, and I ended up sharing a taxi home with Terence and a couple of others, who were dropped off first. When it was just me and Terence, he suggested that I go back to his flat for a coffee, and so I went with him, and he had this huge room in a big Victorian house. The walls and the ceiling were painted like the sky, with clouds all over them. Anyway, there was just a bed in it, no other furniture at all.